From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today, Ford Motor Company announced its 2010 yearly earnings. The company made $6.6 billion in profits. That makes it Ford's most profitable year since 1999. Despite the good news, the numbers were not quite as rosy as many industry analysts had hoped. The company's stock actually fell today. And as NPR's Sonari Glinton reports, Ford still has a long road ahead.
Imagine for a moment that car companies were movies and the earnings season was the Academy Awards. The car Oscar ceremony would probably go something like this.
The nominees are General Motors, Ford Motor Company, and Toyota. And the envelope, please. I can never get these things open. With more than $8 billion, the winner is Ford Motor Company of Dearborn, Michigan.
Then enter the happy CEO, Alan Mulally.
Oh, it's fantastic.
That's probably how it would go, and it's sort of how it did when Ford announced its earnings today. Ford made over $8 billion before taxes and interest, and about $6.6 billion after. That means Ford employees will get profit-sharing checks, and it means it's been the best year for the company in more than a decade. Again, CEO Alan Mulally speaking in an interview.
You think about back then and now, this is a complete transformation of Ford.
1999 seems like a lifetime ago, and it was for the auto industry. It was before gas prices spiked, before the economic collapse, and before the deep recession. But while the whole industry had a tough decade or so, things turned out worse for Ford's competitors. Gary Bradshaw is a portfolio manager with Hodges Capital Management. He says Ford was able to capitalize on his competitors' misfortunes.
The consumer has come back in a big way at the time that, you know, General Motors has stumped their toe by going into bankruptcy, and that's left a sour taste in the consumer's mouth, and then the issues that Toyota had.
Bradshaw and others say Ford has been benefiting from a halo effect, scooping up customers that have fled the other automakers. They have streamlined, selling off foreign luxury brands and severely cutting dozens of vehicle brands. That reduced costs and added to the company's bottom line. But, and there is a but, Ford still has some problems. For example, Ford needs to attract more customers overseas, especially in China, where it sold only 500,000 vehicles. And instead of taking the bankruptcy route, Ford went into debt, a lot of debt. David Whiston is an investment analyst with Morningstar. He says that debt poses a problem.
Yes, their credit is less than ideal, and it's getting better, though, which is good, but it's not there yet. So they do pay a higher funding cost than, say, Toyota's.
Ford executives say they expect to pay off the debt this year. All the U.S. car companies have debt, but Ford also has a problem that GM and Chrysler don't have: union negotiations.
Ford is the only company that does not have a no-strike clause.
George Magliano is an analyst with IHS Automotive. Because of a deal cut with the government during bankruptcy, GM and Chrysler have no strike clauses in their contracts with the United Auto Workers Union. Magliano says Ford's profits could put it in a tough negotiating position.
It is paramount that they get this union contract nailed down and get it nailed down peaceably.
Meanwhile, the investor Gary Bradshaw says Ford faces another potential problem: higher gas prices.
And that's going to weigh heavy on the consumer's mind again, and will he be buying the new F-150 trucks or the diesel trucks where, you know, they got better profit margins?
Bradshaw and the analysts agree that Ford is on its way to health. That is, if the economy doesn't get in the way. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Detroit.